Welcome to Glow the Podcast. Time to get in the ring with Haley Rigsby and Kaywood the Genius.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hello, everybody. It's week number two of Glow the Podcast. Episode number two of Glow the Podcast.
Yes.
So, Haley, I think you said that you're really starting to like this show a little bit more and more?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody loved this first episode. I have still not been advertising the show too much yet. We have been picked up on a few different podcast networks.
Podstatchers.
We got Stitcher, which I think Stitcher even. Interesting enough, doesn't even do Dude, Where's My Killer, which is interesting. Stitcher, it was Band Republic or something like that is another one that doesn't do Dude, Where's My Killer. There's a few of them that don't do Dude, Where's My Killer, which really interested me. I was like, wow, that's interesting. They don't do Dude, Where's My Killer, but they do this one.
Well, so you never know.
I guess
you never know what the criteria is with these things.
Well, I guess they're just, I guess wrestling podcasts, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch out there, but I guess it's probably less wrestling podcast than true crime podcast, probably. So I hope everybody does. We had a few listeners for this last episode, and again, I have not advertised it, so all the people that did listen.
Those noble few, hello.
Hey, when we blow up, we just know that y'all be like, we was the one rocking with you from the beginning.
We're not going to blow up and act like we don't know nobody.
Oh, no. But there was only four of us, only four of you. So if if more than four, the first four people that came it.
Hello, guys. How
you been? But the rest of y'all.
How you been?
But I hope everybody has had a fun time. Again, this is bi-weekly, so I know you. I'm sorry for the 2 weeks you had to wait to get to the next episode, but
life is crazy.
Well, you know, we had a new bi-weekly. We got a podcast that we do weekly that takes a shit ton of our time.
Yes, it does. I went out and had some sushi for lunch today, and I was working on my episode during my sushi.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Did you like
sushi and murder?
Did you like my little big mouth impression there?
Well, I didn't recognize it.
Oh no. It was supposed to sound a little like the gym teacher.
Well, you did murder your stomach while covering murder, so
I didn't murder my stomach. I made it very happy.
Oh, is that so?
I love sushi.
Well, you know what? I love the show Glow.
I know.
And this is a podcast about that show Glow.
Yeah.
And this is the second episode.
Hello.
So, second episode of season number one we'll be covering today.
Yeah.
And do you want to think what your main gist was of the episode, or you just want to say that to the end?
Yeah, let's just save it to the end.
Say it to the end, okay.
Should we call that the main event?
Oh, we could do that. The main, I like that idea.
Thank you.
This is still early on. We're still coming up with
things. Us talking about the main theme of the episode is the main event.
The main event. So we're going to cover, I guess we can start off at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, Haley, so first point I want to get into, I think this is going to be part of our main event.
Yeah.
I think this quote from Sam himself will tell you exactly.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. Done all fought at once. Okay, light of day. Who'd I hire? Who are you people? All right, I'm coming in.
So, who did he hire?
Who did I hire?
Who are these people?
Yeah.
Pretty much this episode is, who's the cast?
Yeah.
Who are the characters?
Who are we dealing with?
What are we dealing with? And I think we get a nice little intro there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's a nice little verbal representation of the episode.
So what were your main points of interest in this episode? What do you feel like we should start off with?
I feel like this is kind of like the first episode. It sets it up really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is we're gonna slowly open up the curtain a little bit.
And I like that they started off one with the showing of can't remember the girl's name, but the limousine girl.
Yes.
Can't remember her name.
I don't remember her name from the episode either, but we'll call her Shit Starter. Because that's what they call her in the episode.
That's what Sam calls her, the Shit Starter. So, yeah, I think I like that they started off with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be a very interesting girl to go later on into the series.
Yeah. Very hard for me to watch her.
Really?
Yeah, one of my biggest pet peeves are people like that, because I've known people like that in real life.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why are you the way that you are?
Well, I think you're going to see later on.
Why she is the way that she is?
Yes, why she is the way she is. Mm-hmm. I think that this episode, I guess I should just hope
mm-hmm.
I guess I just hope
yeah.
it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that your early opinion is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see
how
by our episode 10,
okay.
it's going to be interesting to see
what
your opinion is on some of these people.
Yeah, I'll be very interested.
So yeah, we start the episode, Shit Starter has forgot her shoes, and Allison Brie, what was the name again?
Ruth
Riley. I don't know how, that's a really good name, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I keep forgetting it. But Ruth Riley pretty much has bought two pair of shoes to
the shoes on her feet.
To practice. Yes, the shoes
which are clean.
Nice.
They look new.
Very nice.
Very nice. And then just a kind of a beat up old pair, probably something she keeps in her trunk to.
Well, it was from her work.
Waitressing days.
Yeah.
Well, she probably keeps them in her trunk, just like, oh, I have my heel broke. I need to put on a pair of shoes.
Yeah. So the Shit Starter, she offers her those old waitresses shoes,
mm-hmm.
and she actually then gives her the shoes on her feet.
She's looking at the shoes on her feet, and then you just see this look on Allison Brie's face, and I'm like, "There's no way in hell." And then of course, there is a way in hell.
So they already start off with that. So they mm-hmm. start off with that. You start off with kind of Shit Starter, kind of playing around, joking around in the ring mm-hmm. a little bit. Then Sam Lowe comes in, and he's trying to figure out these ladies,
mm-hmm.
and they give us a nice little moment of ladies introducing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a nice little moment.
Yeah.
And then I think
yet another moment that Ruth makes me cringe. From the inside out.
With what? She did an
impression of Audrey Hepburn winning an Academy Award.
Yes, that's what it was. Okay.
I'm like, how do you think this is gonna help? Do you think you think Alexa Bliss is like, I just want to thank everyone so much for my success here tonight, or whatever she says. I'm like, no, this is something totally different.
Ruth is just not helping her case at all with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every time that she's just doing just the worst that she could possibly do.
Yeah, she is thinking of like, okay, what's the thing that I actually need to do? Okay, now what's the total opposite of that? And then does that thing.
So pretty much, they get into the introductions, and the great genius writing of this.
Because
mm-hmm. you're thinking that, oh, God, this is just going to be a whole layout of introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many shows do you watch where pretty much it's just literally it's just a layout introduction?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they cut off the introduction midway, and they start getting into kind of traumatic stuff starts happening.
They do, but before that comes into play, Sam's wanting to know, where's the blonde?
Yeah, well, he's wanting to know where Debbie's at.
Yeah.
So he's wanting to know where Debbie's at. Ruth pretty much tells a lie and says that.
She's like, "You thought that was real? You thought that was real? We planned that."
So she pretty much lies, tells them that they planned
to no success, I should say.
Oh, no success at all. Everybody then knows that she's lying. Mm-hmm. Pretty much Sam then decides to go check the lockers for
to find Ruth's stuff. Maybe find some information on where Debbie might be.
So, yeah, he goes to the lockers to try to find out some good old information on Debbie. Mm-hmm. And there we finally get him and Brandy.
Well, Cherry.
Whatever, Cherry. God, why did I call him Brandy?
I don't know, but I'm here to save you, baby. All the time, I feel like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Oh.
Sit here to save you from evil.
Oh, God. Okay, now you're going to roof me?
I'm not going to roof you. I might Maggie the cat you.
Are you going to roofie me?
I don't even know where to find roofies, to be honest with you.
Get it, roofie.
Roofie. Ha ha, Ruthie.
It went over your head.
No, it didn't. It didn't go over my head. I just... Anyways, we get some alone time with Cherry and Sam.
Yeah, so you get some alone time with Cherry and Sam. How do you like that conversation?
I'm not sure. Well, and we get some more fun times with Shitstarter.
No, we get very fun times with Shitstarter. Mm-hmm. AKA gotta start. AKA gotta take a shit.
Uh-huh. No, I thought that was really interesting. I don't know what she... I'm still very confused about the extent of their relationship. Whether it's... how far the personal side of their relationship extends.
Well, as they mentioned in the episode, mm-hmm. Sam mentioned that he has had sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
He had a threesome with her and her husband.
And, like, seeing... We eventually get to see her husband. And that mental image is just very disturbing.
Yeah, I think they should have maybe casted it different if they was going to go
for that. Well, I don't necessarily think they should have casted it different. I just don't... I don't get why they had to just throw a threesome in the mix.
Yeah, well... For some reason, her and her husband had a threesome with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sam and her have been pretty big companions in the movie mm-hmm. industry. She's worked on a lot of Sam's projects in the past.
We also learned that she had a miscarriage.
Yes, she had a miscarriage, and it seems Sam has not talked to her since she's had a miscarriage.
This leads me to think that he got her pregnant.
Do you think so?
That's what I mean.
That's what I took from that.
Huh. That's what I took from that.
Hmm. Huh. I'd be interested.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see how that plays in my own.
I feel like if he had nothing to do with it in terms of getting her pregnant, he probably wouldn't have brought it up.
I don't know.
That's just my opinion, though.
Well, Sam does bring it up,
mm-hmm.
and as you said, Shitstar was in the restroom
bathroom,
shit.
Listening the whole time.
Listening the whole time and pretty much jotting it down
in her mental notebook.
In a mind iPad. Right
her now. Mental trapper keeper, since we're in the 80s.
Yes. No, really. So, yeah, they have a nice little conversation. Sam decides to finally finds Ruth's stuff. Finds Debbie's address, and mm-hmm. he's gone.
He is on his way, leaving Cherry in charge.
Yeah, he leaves Cherry in charge. Now, do we get into the Sam aspect, or do you want to go down the Cherry Road?
Why don't we go down the Cherry Road for a little bit?
So
that sounds very inappropriate.
Just go down Cherry's Road.
Go down the Cherry Road.
Well, we are inside the gym. Now, we're seeing that, Shitstarter, for all her credit, does do a nice thing. She does buy lunch for all the girls.
She does. She also steals some ketchup.
She does steal some ketchup.
But we'll find out why she did that later.
We'll find out about that later, yeah. Now, they're starting, Sherry's teaching the moves.
Yeah.
So Sherry does know stunts.
Mm-hmm. So she knows how to make it look real.
Yeah, she knows how to make faking look real.
She starts pairing people off, having shown them a move with, they call her Legacy. The girl whose family is the wrestling family.
Yes, yes. They call her Legacy. She is a daughter of a huge, big-time wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
So they start doing moves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Ruth and Shitstar
get paired together. And they do a decent job.
For
Ruth, just starting to train.
Ruth starts doing her...
actressing.
She has to make a scene of every fucking
movie. Yeah, I did my eye roll just then. So far into my brain that my eyes are now out of my head.
Oh, hey, Haley's eyes.
Haley's eyes. I need my get back here. I need to see. Thank you. They're back, guys.
Ruth and her are doing their going mm-hmm. through all this stuff, and pretty much
all of a sudden, Shitstarter kind of distracts Ruth for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then takes her by surprise, and then like slams her up against the post, corner post.
Yes, injuring. It's actually injuring Ruth.
Hurting her elbow. Wasn't too bad, but definitely not a good feeling.
She's got a stinger.
Yeah.
Pretty much she got a stinger, and Cherry
gets pissed.
Cherry gets pissed. She knows that as a stunt person, you're not supposed to injure another stunt mm-hmm. person.
So she was like, the shit starter was pretty much like, well, what makes you so
high
and mighty? And then Cherry's like, come at me. Make it as real as you want it to look.
And
Cherry puts her in a sleeper hold.
Well, that's because one shit started being goofy.
Yeah.
Shitstar starts being goofy. She's mm-hmm. shocked. She's not taking it any seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to just... She pretty much tries to play fight with Cherry.
Yeah.
And Cherry just puts her in a sleeper hold and knocks her out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Cherry knocks her out... They wake up, they're going to lunch, she's upset with Cherry.
She's freaking out.
She tried
to kill me.
Yeah, she tried to kill me, all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, I'm going to get back at her.
But Ruth, I found really interesting was Ruth mm-hmm. was just like, guys, I've been looking for jobs for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
This is about as good as it gets. Because if you're not doing something like this, you are being told what to do, and it's not a lot, and you're being told what to do by a man, so this is as good of a situation as you can find.
Yeah, that's another thing to find out, that Shitstarter was a porn video person, so like that. Mm-hmm. Well, most likely, Ruth calls out for lying about it.
Yeah.
She says that she's acted in the... Shitstarter says she's acted in some porn parody of some movie.
Yeah.
And Ruth pretty much calls out.
Wait,
says,
no, you never worked with De Palma.
Yeah. So pretty much she gets called out for her lie.
And in the beginning of the episode when they were doing a couple of the introductions,
mm-hmm.
her introduction was, I have a talent for not being boring. I could wake up with nothing to do and end up in a Van Halen music video by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, okay, whatever.
He just pretty much says, oh, you're just gonna... Pretty much he says, pretty much it's his version of your basic bitch.
Yeah.
He's out of basic.
Like, oh, good for you.
Yeah.
And but, you kind of get a little tinge of jealousy off of Ruth a little bit. At least I did.
Really? Ruth's jealous of the other girl.
I got the sense that she was just like a little bit jealous of her.
Oh, I didn't get that at all. Huh?
I got that just a little bit though. Just a bit. Maybe I'm a little crazy.
Maybe we'll see what happens later on. Maybe. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But
you know what they say. You may be right. I may be crazy. But it just may be a lunatic you're looking for.
Wow. Talk about the lunatics aspect of it. We get back into the ring, and now Sherry's showing them, trying to show them how to flop.
Yeah, like a back flop. She said it's like a belly flop, but with your back.
Yes.
So the first person to volunteer for this was Shitstarter.
Oh, no. Legacy was the first one to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I guess in my head it doesn't really count because Legacy already knows how to do it.
Yeah, so Legacy does it first, does it perfectly. Shitstarter does it and she...
A couple times.
Well, she starts like, she's doing it, but she doesn't look like she's really playing around, but you can tell she's playing around.
But then the third time, she does it and it really looks real. And then she's like... You see some
red stuff. Come on, her vagina.
Well, to be honest, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my god, is she okay? But then I was like, oh god, wait a minute.
So she
has taken the ketchup and has essentially like blasted it from her crotch. And starts wailing about, like, oh my god, am I having a miscarriage?
Her Kegel game is on point, by the way.
I don't think she actually blasted out of her vagina.
You don't think so?
I think she probably had the bottle in her, like, shirt or something. Or had it on her person. Something.
But she could have did it for a shirt because remember she had flopped her arms in the air.
I definitely don't think... Any woman, regardless of whatever her cable game might be,
can squirt ketchup
out of their vagina. I hate to break this vision.
I mean, I don't know how kegels work, so.
Kegels are... It's definitely not something that you do to ever do anything like that.
But either way, she squirts ketchup out of her nether regions,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's thinking she's having a miscarriage,
mm-hmm.
and she's freaking out and all that stuff. Then next thing you know,
well, while she's wailing on the ground, she pulls it out of her, like, it might have been in like her skirt pocket or something.
Yeah, pull out her nether regions, pulls it out of nether regions, and everybody's like, oh. And everybody's like, they don't know what's going on.
Cherry is livid.
Yes.
She's like, get out of my ring.
Yes, she kicks out the ring. I was thinking that maybe she might kick her out at that moment of time. But we find out later on that she's sitting at the ringside.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much in a version of timeout.
Yeah, essentially. I think this would be a good time to switch over to the Sam path.
So, yes, now we're going to go to the Sam path.
Mm-hmm.
Sam goes to Debbie's house. Debbie's having a hard time with her kid.
Kid bites the shit out of her nipple while he's nursing.
Nipple biting. Don't you have something to look forward to?
Ooh, let's not talk about that right now.
He winds up meeting her pretty much at her, probably one of her lowest moments right now.
She's alone. Watching the soap opera that she got fired from.
Yep. Nice. I'm happy you called that.
Yeah. Trying to breastfeed her child.
Yes. So, yes, she's trying to breastfeed her child. Her child's biting her. She's watching soap opera. She's alone, and now this.
Now she has to go ice her boob.
Yeah.
And then the door rings, and this weird dude.
And she's like, "Hey,
what are you doing here?
What is going on? Do you want me to pay for some stuff I damaged or something like that?" And pretty much, he goes, "No, I want you to have a job. You have a job opportunity right now.
I want you to be the star of the show."
Now, did he get the hypocrite segment of this?
You tell me, because I didn't pick up on a hypocrite thing, but I want to hear what you have to say.
So, first episode,
mm-hmm.
So to go back to the first episode, remember why he fires Ruth?
Why does he fire Ruth?
Because Ruth went and did her own thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
He was acting. She was. She did her own thing. Was acting her own way, trying to put her own spin onto the wrestling moves.
Yeah.
And he fired her for having a mind outside of his vision.
Yeah.
But when he comes to Debbie,
he's talking up a big game about like, I want your personality to be the star.
Well,
don't want to hide your mind. He goes,
you know, you got fired, you got written off the show because you had your own vision, correct? And she's going, yes.
Improvised a little bit more than you should have.
Yes. So
he's like, yeah.
He goes, pretty much she just starts, you know, laying out, you did your own thing. That's the reason why you got fired off the show. She said, yeah, I told the producers about something situation and they wrote me off the show. And he goes, well,
I don't want to do that.
You don't have to worry about that on this show. You are going to be able to, I want a woman like you to show me, to give me vision, to give me a way. So that's where you get a hypocrite. That's where you get a hypocrite, a little bit of Sam.
Yeah. I didn't really get that because, like he said, I mean, he saw that. Yes, he did fire Ruth for doing her own thing, but he also brought her back for doing her own thing.
Well, no, the only reason why he brought her back was because she's going to be a villain.
Well, we don't... Spoiler alert.
That's the point, though. He brought it back because he thought that was a package. Yeah. He saw a package. He was never going to bring it back.
You're true.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the only reason why he brought it back. He never brought it back because she did the whole thing. He brought it back because he was like, perfect vision. This is my whole Hogan. This is my whole Hogan versus Ric Flair. So he's talking to her.
You can tell that he's saying the right things.
He's saying the right things. Did she answer the question that Sim kind of phases on? And she goes, well, is Ruth
going to be
there? And he goes, Ruth. She doesn't matter. He doesn't say that specifically she isn't there.
Oh, no, he does.
He
was like, I let her go after the first round.
You're right. So yeah, he said I cut her.
She's not there.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he did say I cut her day one.
He says it very, very openly.
Well, she doesn't say that she's not there. He says I cut her day one. That's exactly what he said.
The insinuation is...
The insinuation...
He literally was like, fuck Ruth. Yeah. She got cut after the first round. If anyone heard that, they would think, oh, he fired her. She's not going to be there.
Yeah, but the thing is, he didn't say specifically, she's not going to be there.
Yeah, but I feel like
he insinuated, but he had to insinuate it because she wasn't going to do it if he didn't.
This is true.
So he does it, and you know what? He gets his girl.
She decides to come.
She comes, she's on the way, they get there to the gym, and that's when they walk into pretty much the shit show that we just been explaining.
Yes.
Sherry's trying to teach wrestling moves, and everybody's doing pretty much going through their own drama at this moment.
And Ruth sees them walk in, and she's like, oh my god, I'm gonna hide. She cannot see me.
Yeah, so...
Which only works for about a second, because she hides behind, like, Legacy or the other girl that's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And then they move, and she's wide open. Debbie sees her, and she's like, oh my god! Like, she freaks out.
She's like, she pretty much says she wants to go.
Yeah. Sam, yet again, is able to talk her into staying for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so he talks to this thing, and Sam shows his brilliance.
Yes, he does.
So
Cherry tells him, she's like, watch what this bitch did, referring to Shit Starter and the miscarriage prank.
So Sam hears this, and pretty much at this moment does, and this is genius writing. Mm-hmm. Genius writing at its finest. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much he lays out the storyline.
Yeah.
So he lays out the storyline. He gets Ruth to play
the bad guy.
The bad girl.
The homewrecker.
The homewrecker. And instead gets shit started to play the one getting kicked in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, actually, I want to get back to that in a second.
Yeah.
I do want to get back to the part before this, because I did want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's get back to Debbie and Ruth. And I think it was just an awesome scene, because you're getting some of that. I want to get back to this because of great writing, the excellent writing again.
Yeah.
And again, I can't give this show enough praises for the writing. Mm-hmm. And the writers on this show are magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a little bit of Sheila the Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, do I love it. When
Well, the name of the episode is Slouch Submit.
Yes. So Sheila the Wolf and Ruth's getting about to get confronted by Debbie.
But
and Sheila's behind her, pretty much like, playing.
You've gotta slouch. You have to submit. She's the alpha and you're the omega.
Sheila the Wolf's pretty much playing the bad, kind of like the good double, bad double kind of way.
Well, she's telling Ruth like, hey, don't try to be Mr. Wise Guy here.
Yeah, she's pretty much playing kind of like the Shakespearean play, kind of like I can't think of the character's name now, but it's a character from Shakespearean play that they employed in the comedies from time to time. That was in Shakespearean comedies, something the clown. I can't remember now.
Okay,
but she's playing pretty much that role where she's pretty much making a dramatic situation funny, but not in a joking ha ha he way, but more just kind of like a that's funny kind of way, kind of like a Seinfeld show, kind of way. So she's sitting there, she's like telling her, like you said, self submit.
Mm-hmm.
She's still all these little funny little phrases like, hey, so you sit here, you slouch
more, don't sit up straight, you gotta slouch, you have to submit.
And then she's like, when she talks to her, stand up, defend yourself.
Yeah.
So I think, that was just great writing. I wanted to talk about that for a second because that was awesome writing. But then, okay, so we get back to the, miscarriage scenario. Mm-hmm. So Ruth's now playing the person that kicks in the stomach, and Shitstar is playing the person getting kicked in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So they start going through the scenario, and Sam just starts laying out what the character's ideas are.
Yeah.
So
and Debbie's watching this whole thing.
Sam's going, okay, you're kicking this girl in the stomach. You're a homewrecker. You killed three lives. You killed baby's life.
You've got nothing. You've got nothing. You have no one. You have nothing to lose.
So yeah. So pretty much, he's laying out this whole entire scenario. Ruth's totally getting butthurt about the scenario. Mm-hmm.
I think she's, well, this is going to kind of play into what I think, well, this is going to play into the main event, but she is having a hard time submitting into someone else's idea of who she is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll say that for the main event, because that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so they go through the scenario, and Debbie falls in love with the idea.
Yeah. I think she sees that Sam sees Ruth the way she sees Ruth now, and that is, like, her one...
Interesting. You think Sam sees it that way?
Well, again, main event.
Okay.
Needless to say, Debbie is very pleased.
Oh, Debbie is 100% pleased.
Cloud nine.
Man, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So she's 100% pleased. Pretty much, me and and really pretty much an episode of Debbie joining the team.
Mm-hmm. And like Ruth follows them to Sam's car.
It pretty much ends with a day. It pretty much ends with the practice being over.
Well,
so pretty much practice ends.
Yeah, and Ruth is following them. She's like, "Are you going to be part of the team? Are you going to be part of the team?" And Debbie's like, "Yeah, you can't really pass up a starting role, can you?" And you can kind of see this look on Ruth's face of disappointment. And then Debbie gets in the car. Sam is going around to the other side, and Ruth is like, "So you're just going to fire me?" He's like, "No, you're scum. You're blood in the water. You're the bad guy." And Ruth is just like, you can see she's just really devastated. And
the whole thing, he's like, not what she signed up for.
No, it's, yeah. And then he's like, "But you need to calm down because the bad guy always gets the best lines."
Yeah. So, yeah, she's pretty much, it's not what she signed up for.
Nope.
And to get back into the last episode and the Zimmers of this episode, the reason why she slept with her husband, as the husband pretty much stated when they were boning down, or before they boned down, or whatever, is that we both felt that he said that we both feel like we're the outsiders, and we feel like we're always getting shit on by people that get everything. And pretty much this episode, you see that she got shit on from a person that she deemed get everything.
Yeah. And that she pulled into it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So you pretty much get the resemblance of what happened in the last, what they spoke about last episode.
It gets mirrored in this episode.
Yes, you kind of get mirrored in this episode. Yeah. Again, great writing. You kind of get some of this mirror situation of last episode and this episode.
I love watching the training of the show. I like to see as much of that as I can.
Yes, a lot of the training, just the moves, actors doing moves and things like that.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes, I'll tell you, that's what makes the show to me, is that you have these actors that are really, they are going through this physical struggle, you know, and you're starting to see kind of what wrestlers go through. Like, you kind of get a gist of it. Obviously, you're not going to get what wrestlers go through because it's not,
Wrestling.
Main show. It's not the main part of the show.
Yeah, the main part of the show is the interpersonal relationships.
Yes. So, you're not going to get too much. You're not going to get a whole entire wrestling match, you know? So, you're starting to see kind of what wrestlers go through, and I would be very interested to see, I might need to look this up, of like, quotes of wrestlers that get asked about the show, or what they feel, how they feel about the show.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a wrestler, if I was a wrestler, I feel like I would definitely love this show, because I feel like it would kind of give you the most realistic view of wrestling, I think, that is out there. Besides the wrestler, maybe.
Yeah. Well, how about we get into the main event? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Is there anything? No, we get to the main event. Sure, yeah. We get to the main event. Cool.
All right. So, in your opinion, what do you think the main... what is the main theme of this episode?
So, main theme of this episode...
Because I know what I think it is, but I want to hear what you think it is.
Again, I think one was... We were supposed to learn the cast. And I think they did a great job of us learning the cast. We still didn't get to learn most. We still didn't learn most of the cast. But it got in pretty much kind of the big hitters in this episode.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You'll get into some more later on. I think that's pretty much how I feel, is that you're kind of starting to get to learn people.
Yeah.
I think this episode was meant for you to learn people, kind of just get into the mind of some of these people. And you get into the mind of, you know, you start seeing how Sam is a genius. Because the first episode, you don't get how Sam operates.
You know, you don't do that.
You just see a dick.
Yeah.
And now you see a guy that is a masterful dick. You know, You see that Sarah, you get Cherry is a strong black woman, mm-hmm. but you get that she has
she has sensitivity.
Yeah, you see that she's sad. You see that she has a weakness. Mm-hmm. Has a weakness. He has a chink in her.
Well, and he can see that so mm-hmm. clearly because he's like, she's tough on the outside, but on the inside, mm-hmm. she's a marshmallow. He says that about her.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get that. You see kind of Ruth is her downfall.
Uh-huh.
She is her own, she's self-destructive. She's her own downfall.
Well, I guess now that you've said that, I'll get into what I think the main theme of this episode is.
Well, I want to get into the rest of my stuff too as
okay.
well.
Yeah.
And then you can get into yours.
Okay.
But then you see Rufus' downfall, you see Shitstar is gonna be an interesting character. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting character, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
He's an interesting character. And then you see Debbie, which I think you see kind of a little bit. I don't think you get to see Debbie in her fullness, but I mm-hmm. think you see kind of that Debbie's kind of... She's an egoist in a way.
Mm-hmm.
She's an egoist in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you see that she's kind of has an ego in her head.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of wants to be the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you get into it a little bit. You can get into yours.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, I think the main theme of this episode is learning your role.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in that group is really starting to kind of learn their role. And I think, I mean, it's there in the title of the episode. Slouch, submit.
Mm.
I think people are going to have to submit to their place. Some people are having an easier time than others. Cherry, initially she's hesitant to be the main leader of the group, but she adapts to that role so quickly and yeah. does a great job. She's a natural leader.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy is right there, right in the name.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, her family legacy is her role within the group.
Hmm.
Ruth, however, is really struggling to submit to her place. Mm-hmm. I think in her head she thought, well, I showed him, and now I'm going to be the star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the end of the episode, not only is she not the star, she's not the good guy. She's the bad guy. He sees her as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something she ever saw herself as. You can see that right in the impression that she does of Audrey Hepburn winning the Academy Award. Audrey Hepburn is... No one ever sees her as an evil lady.
Well, you gotta remember how she even came about hearing about the casting was
yeah.
that she was explaining how she wanted women to be seen as positive things
mm-hmm.
on TV
mm-hmm.
that to a casting director that
yeah.
she pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you got to remember that that's how she even came about getting this opportunity was that
mm-hmm.
she explained how women should get positive roles and the casting mm-hmm. director was like, hell yeah.
Meaty roles.
Well, meaty roles, but also positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think she meant the same.
I think she meant more, she wanted to see women in complex, meaty roles.
Oh, well, that even makes it even more interesting,
because with
evil villains are as complex and meaty as it gets.
Yeah. He literally told her they're the ones that get the best lines.
Oh,
so,
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that even makes more, plays even more to the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's like... She's going to get what she wants, but at what cost?
Yeah.
And then with Debbie, I think it's going to be interesting to see how Debbie and Ruth, how their roles within GLOW, the, like, Glorious Ladies of Wrestling.
The TV show.
The TV show within mm. the TV show.
Mm.
How those are going to mirror or not mirror their non-GLOW personalities.
Hmm.
I kind of see it being an opposites thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't think anyone on this show is particularly good or particularly bad.
Well, yeah. Well, this show is, again, it's real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in real life, nobody's a fucking particularly shit person.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to be a shit person. Do we have people that we dislike at, you know, work or when we go to a bar or something mm-hmm. like that? Do we meet people that are like, oh shit, you're a dick? Like, like I told you earlier, I met like a person that mm-hmm. at work today that yeah. was a total dick to me.
But in their head, it makes total sense.
Yeah, in their head, they were being funny, and mm-hmm. I didn't tell you about this later on, but you know, later on, they was pretty funny and nice.
Yeah.
I think that's just their version of being funny, mm-hmm. was being a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, people, I think everybody, at the end of the day, does what they expect is the best thing mm-hmm. to do, the good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that some people's good thing to do is other people's
bad thing.
Yeah.
No two people are gonna have the same good and bad decisions.
Like some people's good things is
the worst thing that could happen for you.
But some people's good thing is like, hey, it's a cool thing to sit in the house and watch Dane cook and and eat chicken tenders.
I can sit in the house and eat chicken tenders, but I'll probably not have Dane Cook on.
That's some people's good. That's some people's good.
That's their prerogative.
That's
my prerogative.
So I think you did get a little bit there, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Definitely mm-hmm. to see how it focuses back to just mm-hmm. to her beginning line with the mm-hmm. Wanting to get a media role,
mm-hmm.
and I think she's gonna get
her wish, but I think she's gonna. Well, I don't. It remains to be seen.
Yeah,
it's definitely remains to be seen. How this goes.
It definitely remains to be seen. Trust me.
I went into it. I looked at the title of the episode before I watched it, and mm-hmm. I thought, okay, all right, keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, throughout the whole episode, I tried to find examples of, like...
Slouch submit. Good old Sailor the Wolf.
Yep.
I love Sailor the Wolf. That's probably my favorite character mm-hmm. on the show. I guess that's a good question. I think, did I ask that last episode. So, who's your favorite character so far?
I think my favorite character so far is Cherry.
So, Cherry's your favorite character so far? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool.
She, I can identify
mm-hmm.
a lot with someone who just sort of naturally fills that leader role.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically if I am in a group of people, whether I want to be a leader or not, I typically am.
Really?
Yeah.
You usually turn out to be the alpha.
I usually turn out to be an alpha. Whether I want to be an alpha or not.
All right. Well, who's your least favorite character so far? I don't think I did ask that last time.
Shitstarter,
least favorite right now.
Well, I like I said earlier, I really dislike people that act that way.
Yeah.
It's a pet peeve. Like you're obviously trying to compensate for something, so please just stop. don't punish everybody else for whatever your own personal problem is.
Well, we'll see how your opinions go with Shitstarter in a couple weeks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how your opinions go with Sherry in a couple mm-hmm. weeks, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
I guess with that said, you haven't really watched any WWE lately, have you?
Yeah, I mean, I did watch a really cool, female wrestlers react on mm-hmm. YouTube. Mm-hmm. It had, of course,
Alexa Bliss. Oh, God.
And another one that I remember was Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox?
Mm-hmm.
So how you feel about Alicia Fox?
She seems pretty cool. Honestly, all there were four different women in there. The only two I remembered were Alicia Fox and then Alexa Bliss, of course.
Because mm-hmm.
everybody knows I love her.
Yeah.
And all four of them I really liked.
Alicia Fox is so long. She's... like a stick figure.
Well, I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to that.
Well, I mean, mm-hmm. you could just tell. I mean, she's very long and lanky. Like, she has an instant body mm-hmm. style. Mm-hmm. Lisa Fox is instant. She's very instant. She's very athletic. Mm-hmm.
It was cool to see them react to different moments that were big for women in wrestling.
It's kind of like she's, I want to say Nicki Minaj or Cardi B. Because I think that Sasha Banks is more Nicki Minaj or Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Lisa Fox.
Is she like Eve?
No, not Queen Latifah. No, not at all. She doesn't have personality. She's like a jokey personality.
Okay.
Like, maybe Ariana Grande-esque. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's kind of like a jokey personality.
I don't know. All I know is that it was a cool video.
But, yeah. Well, Alicia Fox is interesting. Alexa Bliss is always your girl, for mm-hmm. sure. Interesting enough, Alexa Bliss just got beat in a tag team match.
No! What happened?
She got beat by Nia Jax.
Oh, well, anyone going up against Nia Jax is going to lose.
Oh... We'll see.
I mean, I'm not trying to be sizist here because I'm a big old girl myself. But, I mean, size can work in your favor.
Hey, well, you know what? Ronda Rousey stopped the irresistible force.
Well, I don't like Ronda Rousey.
Not me neither.
She's a really crappy actress.
Interesting enough, Becky Lynch challenged Ronda Rousey. That was who she picked for the wrestle at WrestleMania for the championship.
Dear God, and, dear Lord God, please let Becky Lynch beat Ronda Rousey.
Ooh, you prematured on that one. Because she, from the last Raw episode, I have not watched the episode tonight because we are mm-hmm. obviously recording a podcast. Mm-hmm. But she injured her leg at the World Rumble. I don't know if you remember that part uh-huh, or not, when Nia Jax injured her knee. Mm-hmm. So they played into that this past episode, and they went pretty much Stephanie McMahon, Vince McMahon's daughter, mm-hmm. said that you got to get checked by a doctor and get cleared before you can wrestle. Mm-hmm. And she and Becky Lynch pretty much refused. So she put Becky Lynch on suspension. And Becky Lynch pretty much beat up Stephanie McMahon at that moment and was pretty much kicked out at that moment. So we don't know Becky Lynch's stance in the WWE at this moment, ooh. Per se.
Becky Lynch was one of the other girls in that video I watched.
Oh, Becky Lynch. So mm-hmm. So you got one more that you just.
I'm not gonna remember her. I'm not gonna remember her.
So yeah, pretty much.
She was older, and that's it. That's all I can notice.
So yeah, pretty much. You get Becky Lynch, Mickie James.
I'm not gonna remember.
Well then, pretty much Becky Lynch, pretty much is kicked out. Ronda Rousey went on to beat the whole entire Riot Squad, which is a whole nother damn thing that I... Oh, my God. Fucking Ronda Rousey.
You think that whenever she got involved with the WWE from, like, switching from UFC to WWE, mm-hmm. she was like, if I'm going to do this, you guys are going to have to agree to a few things.
Oh, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for sure, they definitely worked out some contract structure mm-hmm. where
she's gonna win like 95% of her fights.
Well, I think that they both pretty much agreed on that to begin with. I'm pretty sure they both kind of agreed that she was gonna have to be the face of the WWE. Mm-hmm. I think she probably worked it in there that she's gonna have to overexhausts herself fighting. Mm-hmm. I think she pretty much worked in there that she gets maybe a fight every couple weeks or so. Mm-hmm. And pretty much the fight doesn't last for more than, some minutes. And, things like that. Because I think she doesn't want. I think she's not physically up there anymore.
Yeah.
I think she's physically withdrawn. And you kind of see in her matches that she's not all the way there at all. She's definitely not there wrestler wise at all. She's just not a talented wrestler.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ronda Rousey. I'm pretty sure you probably don't listen to this podcast because I'm going to be honest with you. Ronda Rousey seems like a person that literally doesn't do. She seems like she would be the most boring person to talk to in the world. She seems like she'll be so boring.
She seems like kind of a dummy.
Yeah, she seems like she probably like sits in a house all day and does not do anything but watch like. What do you think Ronda Rousey watches?
The Doctors.
I don't know what The Doctors is.
I'm kidding. It's a show on ABC with.
Oh, is that the one with the guy from like Bates Motel or whatever?
No. It's a daytime show.
Oh, okay, never mind.
You're thinking of The Good Doctor.
The Good Doctor. That's the guy from Bates Motel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really do wonder what does Ronda Rousey watch. I don't know. She seems like she might like watch like old wrestling clips or something like that. Like old, like anything dealing with sports. I think
you never know. She might watch like a bunch of like Family Guy or American Dad or something.
Nah, I can't see her doing that.
Maybe she watches Glow.
No, she does not watch fucking Glow. I doubt that she does. I'll be interested in looking into it and see if she does. Next episode, maybe I'll look into more into the background stuff and see if there's any wrestler profiles talking about Glow.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe I'll come back. Maybe that'll be a side story.
Maybe
we'll do a side story episode. I doubt that we will because we already got so many episodes we do for.
Yes.
Dude, Where's My Killer? We still got to get into Much to Love.
Mm-hmm.
So, still got a lot of other podcasts that we do. Four podcasts I'm trying to work on myself right now.
Four
of them. So, it's getting, we're getting busy. We're getting busy, definitely, for sure. I guess, with that said, just keep plugging, I guess. Do you want to plug in Dude, Where's My Killer?
Yeah, let's plug Dude, Where's My Killer.
I mean, I don't think we need to. It's like, you know, it's our main podcast. I mean,
yeah.
You listen to this podcast, you probably know about that Dude, Where's My Killer.
But if you don't, we have another podcast. It's called Dude, Where's My Killer.
Which I would debate is a hit. I believe if you get if you start averaging around 100 plays on a podcast, I think it's a hit. There's plenty of podcasts where it's like there's like maybe like 20, 30 plays at most.
Yeah. I think it's coming along and, you know, I think it's good.
Yeah.
We're in our month of Black History Murders.
Doing Black History Murders. And we do a lot more research for that podcast than we do for this one. This one's our fun.
This is more of a discussion.
This one's our fun one. Yeah, it's discussion and it's fun.
Because you don't really, I mean, other than watching the show, you don't really need to do a lot of research when it comes to how you feel about the episodes.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is, could we do a shit ton of research and be, like, totally into the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think the fun part is just literally just stating our opinions of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's way more fun than us going, well, no, never actually, made... this was what the director actually meant.
When he had her cross from the left screen to the right screen, he meant for her to be walking to the other side of the room.
Yeah, like, no, not, no. Like, no. Look, we get that we probably don't know what the fuck director, we probably missed on what the director was aiming for. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest thing about the show is for you to fucking, it's like the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the biggest take out of it is what you take out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
You know. But with that said, I guess let's go ahead and just pack it up for tonight.
Yep.
And I guess to say what's up, Peyton Royce.
Yeah.
I see that you're making it to Elimination Chamber.
What's up, Seth Rollins?
Hey, Seth Rollins, hit your girl up.
Hit me up, Seth Rollins. I think you're hella cute.
Hey, Peyton Royce, I know you got a husband, but I still think you're cute. And I think I might change it to Nikki Cross. We'll see him on the next episode.
Oh, no. Peyton Royce is going to be mad.
See y'all later.
Bye, guys.